good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you too, John, at Sit Down Stand Up with John and Motz.
We got your name on there.
I can't believe it. You spelled it correctly.
I just want you to know this is how easy it is. So this was the old logo when I was just doing the show.
Right. Last time I was here, it was just with John
Kenneth. Yes. So I, normally you'd have to go hire some young Turk, and edit and all that. I actually took this logo and I slid it into ChatGPT. I said, take out Kenneth and just put and Motz, and boom.
Wow,
there it is.
They are so smart. Chat,
Mr.
GPT.
Chat, he's good. Yeah. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to
yes,
you too.
Which was a few days ago. Your father?
Yes, multiple times.
Multiple times.
As far as I know.
How many kids?
So my wife says.
How many kids do you know you have?
Two. I have two daughters.
Two daughters. How old are they?
My oldest one is 37 years old.
Oh, look at you.
And
wow.
My youngest one is 34.
Okay, wow. Yes. And that live locally?
My youngest daughter lives in Stanford. Right. That's another story we can get into at another time.
Indeed, that's another show.
Yes, and my oldest one lives in Massapequa Park, Long Island.
Oh, very cool.
Yes.
You get to see
like
him?
Six blocks from the Gilgo Beach Killer.
Oh, really?
So
did they know the guy?
Property value's going up since they've arrested him. It's fantastic.
Since he moved, yeah.
Well, he didn't move voluntarily.
He did not. Did they know this dude? I mean,
no. No.
Because apparently he got around.
obviously a beachgoer.
He was definitely a beachgoer. He liked the ladies.
Yes. I love Gilgo Beach, actually. And not for that reason, but yeah. It's a fun beach to go
to. So now, do you celebrate Father's Day? I mean, what?
I celebrate it. The rest of my family doesn't, obviously.
I mean, was Father's Day a big deal growing up? I mean, because it seems like when your kids are younger, it's like they tend to put a little more effort into like treating it more like kind of like a holiday kind of thing.
I don't remember a big deal for Father's Day.
Never.
Growing up. For my father, that's probably why he drank and didn't like us. So that would be one of the reasons why every time we walked by, he would be
every day for Father's Day for him.
Yeah.
So did you celebrate Father's Day as a kid? I mean, with your dad, I mean, was it an
Not
event?
Not that I remember, no.
Really?
No.
Maybe that's why he drank.
But those brain cells may have been killed in the 70s and 80s. So maybe that's why I don't remember it.
So your dad was did you have a good relationship with your dad or no?
I had...
Or was he a drinking buddy?
Not really. He was a drinking buddy to my friends because I had a friend. I was the mailman.
Right.
In the neighborhood I grew up in.
Right.
So the guy who used to cover for me, who was my best man at my wedding,
right,
used to sit in a garage with my father and drink while my mother and grandmother were out of the house, and he'd be complaining about my grandmother.
Oh, man.
That bitch is out of the house. So they'd be sitting there drinking.
That's too funny. That's too funny. I mean,
but I don't remember. Like, my father was a good guy, hardworking guy.
What did he do?
Pretty quiet. He worked at the post office.
So, wow, it's in the family.
Yes,
wow.
Yes.
I'm
a legacy.
Did he help you, like, get the gig? Or
he might have. I mean, back then, you took the civil service test.
Okay.
And that's how you got in. So, right. I started at the post office when I was 17 years old.
Oh, man.
Right out of high school.
Wow.
You know, and then I left for a couple of years to go back to college.
Right.
And then when I came back out, I went back into the post office. I went in as a letter carrier the second time I went in. I was a clerk the first time. But... Yeah, my father was a good guy, but he was, one of those, he was born in 1927,
right,
and they did not, verbalize and vocalize affection. He was not one of those, kind of never said, I love you or like that.
Did your mom make up for that stuff or did she fill
in
the blanks?
Yeah, my father was working two jobs, so he was gone during the day and then he worked at night 10:30 to 3 to 11 o'clock at night at the post office. So I didn't really see him a lot growing up. He was the threat.
Wait till your father gets home.
Oh, I'll be sleeping.
I mean, so
it's, and then he'd wake you up to smack you around.
Yeah, right. It was funny. I was thinking about that because my dad, who passed away, 2014. So, best friend,
right?
Great, just loving the death and all that. But I was thinking, this morning, I was, because we were, thinking about what some things we were going to talk about today. And I was thinking, we talked about Father's Day,
right,
since it was just a couple of days ago. I said, you mentioned that. It's like, when we were grown up, I mean, it was like, we had like capital punishment when we were kids. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
We got hit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they you can't do that now, but like.
No, but I would say I deserved every beating I got.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I should have been shot.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
But I mean, we had like planned spankings, which is actually a really good movie.
Yeah.
Stormy Daniels. I've seen it.
Yeah,
like,
it was fantastic. Yeah.
Planned spankings.
I watched it a minute or minute and a half at a time.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
I can only get through 30 seconds and I'm smoking a cigarette. Yeah. I don't even smoke.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I don't get it. But I mean, it's like we did something like I had an older brother and a younger brother. My younger brother's much younger, so he never got, he never was privy to getting
the laws had changed.
Exactly. So my older brother, like if we did something wrong, my mom would, there was no texting back then. She would tell my dad. And then he would be like, okay, at 8 o'clock, come into the living room. You're going to get your spanking. There was like, it was like planned spankings.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. My mother was, old school Italian. And so the wooden spoon was
you got the spoon
used. Yeah, usually anything that, the father would take the belt off. So you had
with the belt.
You had a few moments while he unsnapped, unbuckled it and took it off his pants. And,
oh, yeah.
Then the embarrassing moments if he lost weight, his pants would drop to his ankles and then he'd try and chase. So then you knew you could move.
Right.
And he'd fall
with
down.
The pants around
would
his ankles.
Just piss him off even more. And then the beating would be extended.
I mean, it's a little weird now. I mean, think about it. Like if you were to tell like an authority, like the Department of Children and Family Services, like, hey, my dad comes home and he takes his belt off and his pants drop and he starts chasing around the house.
Yeah.
They would take that completely different today than they would back when we were growing up.
Yeah.
They would look at it a completely
different lens. But back then, corporal punishment was pretty much everyday life. Everybody had the right to give you a smack in the head.
Smack in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get hit in school? Did they hit in school?
I went to a Catholic school most of my life.
Which is, that's where they did all the
fracking. Nuns were.
Oh, they were brutal.
But they wouldn't so much hit you. They just, I remember if you got trouble, they wouldn't allow you to go to the bathroom for the day. So I remember going home and I could barely walk out of the car because I had to pee so badly. The nuns were they're like little Nazi penguins.
They were Satan.
Yeah.
But they
didn't
hit you. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. They used to, if you acted up in class, they'd make you go stand in the closet. And remember, the closets had those doors that would just open up and you'd hang your coat in there. You put your lunch up on top.
Yeah.
And so if you go in the closet.
Wow.
And so they'd close the door. And I had a buddy of mine that I went to grade school with, Stephen Rorick. He's no longer with us. Yeah. But they put him in the closet. And then
it's black.
Well, as dark as it could get with the, in the middle of the day with the with the door. I mean, there were wooden doors.
Okay.
There were no slats in it. So there was some light.
So if you're claustrophobic, afraid of the dark, it's not pretty.
Yeah, but who knew? So he would go in there and then they'd let him out at lunchtime, like a reprieve.
He'd be in there for like 2-3 hours?
Well, depending on when he violated whatever rules they had. And so then he would sit down for lunch and you'd go get your lunch out of the closet and then you'd open your lunch bag and hey, where's my sandwich? Wait, I had cookies in here. And Steve, I'm not hungry right now. The kid was in there. He was eating everybody's lunch.
No wonder he loved going in the closet.
Oh, he loved it. Hey, can I go in tomorrow?
He was the fattest kid in class.
Steve Rorick.
Came in September skinny, left in May. He was fat as heck.
Yeah.
That's so
funny. I mean, this was different in the 60s and stuff like that.
I know.
I mean, we had a kid, Billy Fredrickson. I know we're off the Father's Day thing right now, but
we're all there.
This guy, Billy Fredrickson, who now unfortunately has passed away. But I'll never forget him because I guess the nuns must have pissed him off or something. And they had the blue station wagon parked out behind the school.
Right.
So he went and he put milk and a yodel into their gas tank. And obviously on the way home, putt, 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 putt. And the car died. And the last time I saw him was maybe 7 years, 6 or 7 years ago. And I brought that up to him. And he
remember
goes, oh, he did not forget it. He said only his family and anybody that was in grade school with him knows that story.
Oh,
but
so
his
funny.
Family always brought it up because his father had to pay for to get a new engine for the car.
Oh,
the car was ruined.
Total.
Yeah.
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 Put a yodel into a car.
Oh,
that's gonna crush
just
it.
Just the
crush. That's like page one of every manual. Don't put yodel in the gas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Page two. See page one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so fun.
Kids like yodels. Cars don't.
Cars do not like yodels.
Yeah.
But so I don't think I ever got hit by the belt, but man, we got threatened by the belt.
I got threatened.
So
I got hit, chased. You know, once you got bigger, you know, you got a little quicker.
Yeah, that's
true. You
know,
you can maybe outrun.
When I started driving, it made it a little easier for us to get away. But my mom would be, I remember she would say this. She's like, your dad's going to come home.
Oh, yeah.
She would threaten. He's like, he's going to use
his belt. I think anybody that grew up through the 50s and 60s, that was the major threat.
Yeah.
Now it's when you wait till your father gets home, he's going to have a talk with you.
Yeah, which is.
There was no talk.
There was no talk.
No.
Yeah. It was brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was thinking about that. You know, it's like, my God, we just.
But that's the way they were. I mean, they grew up. I mean, like I said, my father was born in 1927. So was my mother.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a different time. Yeah. I mean, then usually you had a lot of kids.
Yeah.
So you had to have some sort of threat on them to keep them in line.
Do you think we need to bring this back?
Oh,
I think we need to use like plywood. I mean, the belts are just,
belts are, you know, now they're a softer fabric. I mean,
I know. I mean, now they're using like cotton. I mean, I think we need to bring like plywood with nails and spikes and clubs. I mean, some of these kids, I think.
Hanging them by their thumbs.
Yeah.
And, the rack. The rack always works.
Especially for short kids.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays, it's a completely different world.
I know.
Like you said, I didn't want to get a smack, but I deserved every one I got.
Yeah. Anything in particular did really, what was like the worst thing you did as a kid that like really pissed off your folks?
You know what? We were outside. Bad. It was just like, okay, you know, it's almost the end of the week. We got to hit our beating quota. So let's smack him around. And if he's good next week, maybe we won't hit him. But, you know, I did this, you know, basic stupid stuff as a kid.
Right.
Usually as I got a little bit older, but this was at, let's say, 13, 14 years old, 15 years old. And we'd come home drunk from a bar. You know, and that was still frowned upon at that time.
Your dad was probably like, that's my boy.
Yeah, after he beats me, you're a good kid and I love you.
You're drinking the wrong gin.
Yeah. Yeah. Leave my booze alone. You know, and that's what we used to do.
A yodel.
Yeah.
That's too funny, man. You know, it's so funny. We got someone waiting for. Very cute. This is so funny. Like, I was looking at like some of the statistics between Mother's Day and Father's Day just to see, like, you know, the dichotomy of how good mothers have it versus us fathers, right? So Mother's Day, it's the busiest day of the year for phone calls. For Father's Day, it's the busiest day of the year for collect calls.
Oh, really?
Which I think it just sums up.
Oh, my God. We love you, Dad. Can you pay for this call? Right.
Or your dad's in prison.
Yes.
Would you please accept the call from inmate number 75322?
I get those every day now. So, it doesn't seem to be, you know, with the Mother's Day, there's gifts involved in a lot of phone calls. I mean, I got phone calls from my kids.
Oh, that's nice.
You know.
They like you.
So at some point during the day.
I know.
You know.
So here's another thing. So it's like, because I don't know really much about, like, I was thinking like, I always thought it was like a Hallmark holiday, you know?
Mother's Day definitely is.
Right. Yeah. Well, it turns out that Congress actually enacted a law or an act of Congress designating these days as, you know, a Mother's Day and Friday. So Mother's Day was designated in like the 20s or something like that. And then 58 years later, it took them 58 years of a completely male-dominated
considering they're
Congress.
Making all the laws and the rules.
Right. It took them 60 years to come up with, it might have been like in the 1915 or whatever. I don't know when Mother's Day, but it took them almost 60 years. I go like, hey, maybe we should do something for dads.
Yeah.
And Congress is completely dominated by dudes.
Yes.
That's how bad
you would
have
figured that would have been the first one.
Right. You think they would have repealed Mother's
Day.
They
got Mother's Day, the women, before they had the vote, probably.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think they did it before even women were in Congress.
Yes. Yeah.
That's just, that's just crazy. And then here's another statistic. This is how bad we get it. You know, it's like going back to the belt. Mother's Day, on that day, people spend $34 billion on gifts. Father's Day, $22 billion. We just,
and it's usually tools and things.
It's tools and gift cards.
Yeah,
like no thought.
You know, bad ties.
No, yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah,
and then here's
don't work hard enough. Here's some tools.
Yeah, this sums up right here. All right, the number one, the busiest day of the year for restaurants, Mother's Day. the busiest day of the year for grilling Father's Day.
Go to work, Dad. Let's celebrate you. Go stand. It's 85 degrees outside. Right. Go stand next to the grill for a few hours. We'll be in the pool. Let us know when food's ready.
I just want you to know, I've been married for 33 years. Right. I have never, ever seen my wife grill.
Really?
Ever. She's never grilled. So even on Father's Day. No, I'm just like, oh, you want to grill today? Yeah, I was like, okay, here's the meat.
Yeah.
Go get busy.
Yeah.
On the 98 degree day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, here's the meat. Get here's busy. Oh, and you're going to grill later on.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's good. But, I mean, you have a good, are you close with the kids? I mean, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good relationship?
Yes, yes.
They still call you daddy?
They do. More so with my oldest daughter.
Okay.
My, you know, I mean, I love both of my kids.
Not as
my second one, you know, I don't like as much.
You don't like as
no,
much?
No, not as much. And we can get into it later on at another episode.
All right, people, there's we got a lot of show coming there's up.
A,
on
there's a lot of stories. Let's put it this way. Father's Day. She did give me the first Father's Day phone call.
Uh-huh.
But it was like you said before. This is a phone call coming from a correctional institution.
Oh, no!
It's a free call.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Please press 1 if you want to accept this call.
Wow.
Press 2 if you... Oh, yeah. So,
All right. That's a show.
So it's a...
That's
yeah.
a show and
we
a show.
We get into it. I don't mind talking about it. I talk about it on stage, but...
You want to dive in?
No, it'll be more than...
All right.
That's than the 15 minutes we have left.
That's a show and it's up. All
yes.
right.
Oh, it's multiple shows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got a lot of stories.
We can do a whole podcast series on just on your kid. Are you a soccer guy? Are you watching World Cup at all?
No. I mean, I might, if I'm, flipping through the channels, I might click on something to watch a couple of minutes for me. But I used to be a soccer fan years and years ago. When I went to college, I went to University of New Haven, who had a great soccer program.
Really?
They went to division, I think they were Division II or Division III, I can't remember. But they went to the national championships every year.
Really?
Yeah. And a lot of them lived in the building that I lived in.
Wow.
So, and it was like guys from Ecuador, guys from Colombia, guys from
recruited.
Yugoslavia. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And we had a blast. But that's, I used to watch it then. And when I was younger, when the Cosmos were in New York.
Oh, the Cosmos. That was
Pele?
Pele.
Yeah.
Pele was a Cosmo guy.
Yeah. And I went down to see them, I think, playing the championship game at the Meadowlands at the time, whatever. It was a giant stadium, maybe it was called.
Yeah. I know nothing about soccer, and I don't watch soccer. But when World Cup comes on. Maybe I'm a fair weather soccer fan, but
well, it's exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah,
I don't know anything. I don't know much about the game and all that, but I mean, it's like I tell you what I love about soccer, and maybe they do this to appeal to the American. The clock doesn't stop.
No,
it's awesome.
The game's over, and we still got another 25 minutes.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Extra time.
Like they're just like sitting, like you know, like there's no timeouts.
Yeah.
And like there's like an injury guy, and the clock's going. I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm still going. Hurry up, clock! It was like 45 minutes. Come on, let's go.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, is that going fast enough?
Yeah, and then the game's 0-0.
I know after, that's the only thing.
Yeah, you know, it's like baking a cake and you put it in the oven and everybody's standing around. Oh, we're so excited! We're excited to see the results of this. And then at the end, you open the oven up and the cake's not. You know, it's the same way as when you put it in.
I mean,
nothing happens.
Nothing happens. I know.
And you waited around for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
To 2 hours.
And like worldwide, I know it's just like the biggest sport in the whole world. Like there's like a billions that watch World Cup like, you know.
And they have great fans. I mean, the fans are enthusiastic. They come dressed in the garb.
They got the paint.
Like most fans do. They come dressed in the team's garb.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've got choreographed chants. And
I know.
I saw a clip from the Met game yesterday, which had no excitement except for the Norway fans.
Oh, right.
They were there going wild, and they have this choreographed thing where, like,
they're rowing,
and they got
like Vikings.
So whole sections are
just
rowing.
Yeah.
I saw a clip from them going up an escalator, and they were rowing up the escalator.
And I think there was a clip of them on the train rowing. They're all sitting down on the floor of a train, the subway rowing.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're good at it.
Yeah. You know? I mean, even the wild people in the subway were going, what's up with these guys?
Even the homeless were like, damn, these guys are good. I'm not messing around with them.
This crazy.
This is how ignorant I am of soccer. Okay, so on the headlines, they kept saying the USMNT, right? And I didn't know what the heck that meant. And then finally someone said, oh, U.S. men's national team.
Okay.
I thought they called them the U.S. Mint. That's how sad it is. We call our soccer team the U.S. Mint. Isn't that pretty?
That's Ryan Reynolds' phone company, isn't it? Mint Mobile?
U.S. Mint Mobile.
Yeah.
And that's so sad.
Yeah. Well, it's like the stadiums. They renamed them for this tournament.
Oh, they did?
Like MetLife is not called MetLife.
Really? What
it's called New York, New Jersey Stadium. Because I guess sponsorship is different, so they can't have mention the sponsership.
So they cover
the
up.
And most stadiums have a sponsorship name.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. That's smart.
I guess. But I mean, you can't even park in, it's out of control. You can't park there.
Yeah.
So what do you...
I know.
You can't tailgate to these games.
No.
You know, you got to go to, you know, some other state to get on a train to get to where you want to go.
It's nutty. I love the acting. I mean, when the drama, let's call it the drama, when they get kicked or, you know, the face of and they showed in slow motions, like, you know, it was like the Godfather, you know, like James Caan getting gunned down in the you know, just getting tormented on the way down to the ground. They're like, he missed you. They showed us something. You missed it. You didn't touch it.
Yeah. And they roll around.
Oh,
and then the guy comes out with a card.
And then the guy gets up. He's like, no, I'm good.
It's yellow. It's green. It's red. You know.
No, but he's faking it like he cracked his leg in half. He's like, no, I'm good. You know?
Right.
And he's running around for another 45 minutes.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. And you watch a hockey game, these guys are getting smashed into the boards, slashed with sticks.
They're getting
cut. They go get stitched up. They're right back out there.
Yeah.
These guys are still rolling around.
Oh, yeah. It's like the guy when we won the gold medal, that the kid, the two brothers, one of them got the puck to the face.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he didn't care. He's just skating around.
Yeah.
You know, and these soccer players are like, and you know, go for the, that's what you do. Wait, is there a penalty for faking a penalty?
I don't think so. There's one in basketball for
spanked.
Flopping.
They should get spanked. That's what
they should.
Like the coach come out with a belt.
Or they should just be put in the goal with their hands tied behind their back and have these guys kick soccer balls at them. To flop?
You send them to the closet.
Yeah, that's it.
The
and
cookies.
Eat all the lunches. Come out with a chicken nugget bucket.
Some great. So I was looking, like, again, I know no player. Like Pele and maybe, maybe Pele's the only guy I know. I know none of the guys.
Oh, what's his name from Argentina?
Oh, Ronaldo.
No.
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo is Messi.
Okay,
he just broke the record.
He did. Yeah,
most goals in a World Cup.
So I went online, asked Mr. Chat, because I love that guy.
He knows everything. How long did he go to college?
He's so smart.
He is very smart.
I actually have no idea if what he's giving me is actually accurate, but
right.
What do I care?
Right.
It just sounds good.
It does sound good.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a lot of confidence. There's the answer.
He's quick.
Go check it. There's nobody else to refer
to. So I typed in and I go, tell me some really great, like, fun... What do you think are the most unique soccer names, like, in history, you know?
Right.
So it took him like 10 seconds. Chat, right? Here, this one. This is my favorite. Bastian Schweinsteiger. Bastian Schwein. Sounds like a James Bond.
What country is he from?
He's German.
Yeah.
Hopefully. He's definitely not Irish.
Yeah.
Bastian Schweinsteiger.
Yeah, this is Schweinsteiger. I'm the forward. I run up and down the field. I kick, kick, kick.
Here's another great name. Denzel Dumfries.
Dumfries.
Dumfries. Sounds like an actor and a side dish.
Yes. Yeah.
Denzel.
I'll take the chicken fingers and the Dumfries.
And the Denzel Dumfries.
They're delicious.
On the side, please.
Wonderfully delicious Dumfries.
And then I was like, I go, give me some names that just like one name, like Pele, right?
Pele. And all
that.
Yeah. Everybody knows
Here's
Pele.
A guy named Kaka.
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 Yeah.
Which I think was when we were young, that means stood for poopy.
Yes, yes.
Do you need to go caca?
I could see the crowd chanting, we want caca, we want caca, we want caca.
And that's just in the men's room. But I think we're good this year. I mean, U.S., like we...
Well, they won two games.
We won two games, right? I mean, you know, but now they go into the knockout round.
I love round. That. Yeah.
The knockout round.
I forget who they said they would be playing. They already said the team that they would be playing in the knockout round.
Right, but then the women win it all the time.
The women are great.
Yeah, but it's just...
No, the men are terrible. And their best player's hurt.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pulisic or whatever his name is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's hurt. So he hasn't played the first two games. And they don't know if he's going to play the third.
So it's not like you can't. So I guess in World Cup, I mean, you have to be, I don't know what the rules are, but you can't like recruit like people from Argentina to play on the U.S. team, right? I mean, you have to be U.S. I mean,
you have to have some sort of relationship
with
either
the country.
A parent or a grandparent
okay.
has got
to
be.
Right.
I
so
mean, that's
have
how they
some
do
lineage.
The World Baseball Classic is kind of like the same thing.
Right.
You know, like the Italian team.
Right,
they're not playing baseball in Italy with all these.
No.
I mean, if somebody in your family was Italian,
right.
You know, then you could play.
Okay,
if you're not good enough to make the American team,
right.
you can kind of well.
Right,
my father had sex in Italy and
so on vacation.
Can I go there? I ate
with
pasta
a lady
once.
That she met.
Yes.
That's good enough
can
for
I
me.
Yeah, come on.
That's good enough.
Sure, everything good.
There was a. Like years ago, 60 Minutes had a thing. I think it was on the. Is Messi Argentinian?
Yes.
Okay. They had a segment on the Argentinian soccer team.
Right.
And they pull these kids. They recruit these kids like at the age of like five. I mean,
right.
that's how they identify the talent. Age of five, and then they like send them to these schools, and they play with that the these kids for like 20 years.
Right.
So by the time they get to World Cup. They've been playing together for literally 20 years. They know, they can play with their eyes closed. They know where
right.
these guys are.
Right.
That's how good they are.
Yeah.
We don't do that in this country, do we?
I don't think so.
No.
But I don't really know the soccer program. I would imagine if you're a really good American soccer player, you're going to go to college and you're going to get a scholarship.
That's
to
how it works.
Some college.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then go play for the national team.
Yeah.
I would imagine that's, but you see some of these teams have players on it that are like 17 years old.
I know.
18 years old. To be that good.
At 17.
At that age.
Were you good at anything at 17?
sure. What most young men are good at 16 or 17 years old. I put a lot of time in and a lot of practice. Usually by myself. There's a lot of hours by myself perfecting my craft.
Yes, I watch all those Bastian Schweinsteiger movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
and Dumfries.
Makes me very horny.
Yes, and at the end I had a bucket of Dumfries.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it though. I mean, because I think we play tonight. I think we play Turkey.
Yeah, I think it's late tonight.
Is it? Oh, well, then I won't.
I don't know
it.
Where they're playing. They may be playing.
It's past
out.
7 o'clock. I won't be watching.
Yeah,
so, sorry. I'll be with my Dumfries.
Yeah, and your Schwanson whatever.
My Schweinsteiger
in your hand.
I would. Not be, so if it's on late, I would not be watching it. But I don't know. Maybe this is the year, right?
Yeah, I think if they, you know, progress through this tournament, yeah. I think. Interest will peak a little bit more. At least my personal interest, if they get to, say, a quarterfinal or something like that, you know, I'll watch it.
I think they said that every time there's a World Cup that, oh, this is going to really, you know, elevate the interest of soccer. I don't think it ever does.
I don't think so.
No.
People who like it.
Right.
And then for these kind of tournaments, you know, like, I mean, the Knicks just finished. Are you telling me there's that many Knicks fans in the world? Like, everybody's a Knicks fan. People jump on a bandwagon.
I know.
You know?
Do you see that? There's a video. There's a great news story that just happened a couple days ago. They caught this woman just in her Knicks garb. I guess it was the day of the parade.
Right.
And they had some of these, like, these Knicks garbage cans that they you know, around the city that they, I don't know if they made it for it or they painted whatever. So they were, that you know, they had Knicks logo and all that. And this woman picks up the garbage can. They got this on video. She dumps the trash out. Right on the street.
Right.
Which is welcome to New York City.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Well, who notices?
Yeah, no one notices that. And then
was a homeless guy in there.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then she took the, and then they like followed, whoever's filming, they followed her. She gets on the subway and she's just sitting there on the subway with the garbage can.
Nobody's questioning.
Right.
As the Norway team is rowing.
Rowing right by the garbage can. And then they find out that this woman was she ran the DEI. Not the Department of Education, but
Diversity, Equity,
inclusion. Right. For like some major, like Chase or some major, she was like a major executive and they fired her.
Chase was not where she worked, but what happened to her when she stole the garbage can.
The garbage can is now in the Chase lobby at 48th and 6th.
It's in my office, or my old office. I don't work there anymore.
Right. And not only that, then there was a follow-up story. I think I read this morning that they took the garbage can away and they fined her like $75 for littering.
Oh. Unbelievable.
Oh, man. Well, that's our show.
I can't believe it goes by this fast.
That's a half hour.
Yeah.
We're good. Look at that. John and Motz, we're together.
Just having a conversation.
We're just having a conversation.
Just chatting away here, talking about subjects you may like, may not like, or didn't even think about until we brought it up.
We covered Father's Day and World Cup, two things that are not and remotely associated with one another.
Of course not.
Right.
Unless you're a father who likes soccer. And a way to get out of your house.
No more soccer, Motz. We're a soccer dad.
That's it.
It's like, did you play soccer growing up?
No. Same. My daughter did.
Oh, okay.
She was very good, actually.
Oh, really?
Very good soccer player.
The one in...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we got a lot to talk about that, Donnie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's our show.
All right.
Thanks for getting... Do we have an outro line yet? We got to come up with an outro line.
We do. That'll be for the next episode.
All right, next show we come up
with. Send in your ideas for an outro line.
We need a text, I guess.
I guess so. We'll get back to you on that.
We'll get back on that one. That's our show.
All right.
Till next time.